Hi, and welcome to Outside the Box, willing to re-examine traditional beliefs. Today's topic is a revolting idea. Ugh. In recent months, the news have been full of reports of nonviolent grassroots people power revolts in several countries, including Thailand, Ukraine, and Venezuela. In each case, people have gone into the streets expressing their opposition to a government in power. Democracy in action. Or is it? Each of these massive street demonstrations have been different from previous situations in which the whole country was unified in its disgust with dictators like Ferdinand Marcos in the Philippines, Slobodan Milosevic in Serbia, and Hosni Mubarak in Egypt. If we want democracy to prevail over authoritarianism, it's not clear which side to take in these three current protests in Thailand, Ukraine, and Venezuela. In each case, heads of state were elected by popular vote, and the opposition represents only a segment of the country's population. Yingluck Shinawat in Thailand is from one of the richest families in the country, which includes her wealthier brother, controversial former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat. But most opposition to her party is also from the wealthy or highly educated classes. While Yingluck has not distinguished herself by her governmental policies, she still seems to have the support of poor and working people. They worry that opposition parties care even less about their plight, especially in light of a proposal to replace the elected government with an unelected People's Assembly. In Ukraine, unpopular President Viktor Yanukovych was ousted for a second time by public protest, having previously been overthrown in 2004 by the Orange Revolution. This time it appears to be the result of a so-called tug-of-war between Russia and the West, especially the European Union, with Ukraine in the middle. Street demonstrators have been primarily, though not exclusively, Ukrainian speakers, while Yanukovych's supporters have come from Russian-speaking eastern and southern Ukraine. Will Ukraine come together or split apart as a result of this opposition movement and recent Russian actions to seize or break off the Ukrainian region of Crimea? In Venezuela, President Nicolas Maduro is still in power despite large nonviolent protests, again led by educated and wealthier people. But are they as large as the Western media make them out to be? Is Maduro clinging to power? Or coping with the economic and violence problems that affect low-income and working people the most? Is this media manipulation based on U.S.-led opposition to a Venezuela that simply wants to go its own way? In each case, we ought to ask, who is really engineering these protests? Are these true people power movements, or the attempted overthrow of a government manipulated by other larger governments using local surrogates? Even when these protests are generated by an angry, demanding public, asking that they change, are there unintended consequences that could dampen the spirit and hopes of those protesters? Nonviolent protests in Ukraine, Syria, and Egypt have certainly gone in unscripted and divisive directions. Should we support those nonviolently protesting in the streets against the government, even if they don't represent a cross-section of the population? Should we support democratically elected governments, even if they're doing a bad job of governing? If we really want a transparent, open process then we might wish for a nonpartisan, nonviolent third force that would emphasize real democracy without taking sides. However, none of these countries seem to have a strong sector committed to such a goal, at least none I've heard about. Which side, if any, would you take in these conflicts? How, if at all, can we support governments that enable people to gain freedom rather than be oppressed? I'm Larry Danziger, not waiting for any government to provide freedom for me.